What's happening, Brolos?
Hello, Brothers Uncovered Lot.
I'm very nervous right now. Let's just start where we ended. So last week, I lost, basically. I have to face the MBE. And I've ended up picking being... Well, isn't it like a Labour simulator?
It's a Labour simulator, yeah. And we're currently... I mean, if you're not watching on YouTube, Ash is currently holding a little device that looks like an iPod,
yeah,
which has got long wires leading to somewhere on Jordan's body.
Yeah, slightly underneath the old bikini line
and then
on my stomach.
We wanted to go for nips, but it said keep it away from your heart.
Yeah, I don't know. You really insisted on my nipples, but Bradley does that.
Some people like that kind of buzz thing, don't they?
Yeah. Sorry.
But yes, here we are. We're trying to hook this up.
I'm trying to make... John, it's impossible to make work.
I swear these machines, because I had one... Is it like a TENS machine? Is that what you've ordered?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because this is what I had for my wife that they wear during labour as well. I think it's meant to... I don't feel like balances it out or something, but it's kind of...
Double labour?
Well, it's not double labour.
So what's the point of it if you're already in labour?
Well, I think it's sort of... I don't know if it levels out the contractions and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it helps with the contractions.
So what are we helping? We're not helping now, eh?
No, I think your plan is to give me contractions, but Ash is staring at it like he's a caveman trying to discover fire. So I'm not sure.
No.
I'm going to luck out on this MBE. I mean, if you can't make it work, it's not my fault. I've showed up. I've held up my end of the bargain.
No, it's really...
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like
you can't do it. And wait, I feel like that's absolutely fine.
Don't understand.
Why don't we put it down and give it a rest? And we'll just see.
You two carry on.
Joking. Got ya.
You two just carry on with the pod. Do the over thing.
Okay.
You know what's funny? We now know exactly what Ash looks like when he unboxes a new iPhone.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure it out. It's like, get the hang of it.
Or his kids ask you to get something on their iPad. So if you just give me one second, I'll figure it out.
So can I transfer my contacts over to the other one?
Wait, firstly, when you said iPod a minute ago, don't you miss iPods? Weren't they great?
No, to be fair, I do. We know someone that recently just bought...
She bought a vintage iPod and do you know what happened? I think she used it for 2 days and then just went back to, guess what? Her iPhone.
Oh, really?
That's what it is.
Yeah, no, it is a bit of a gimmick, isn't it?
It's a bit pointless having it now. Oh, one thing I do want to say from last week's episode.
Yeah.
Big shout out, right? So I got a message randomly from Kalish. Kalish from Kiss Dental, my dentist, who done my veneers. Okay. Yeah. Well, I know you're like, he messaged me with a video of the pod saying, bro, thanks for my shout out. It's like, Kalish, no problem, man. You're the man. Anyway, I just felt something then.
No.
Ash, stop. No,
really?
I swear down. No, stop. Stop. No, real talk. That's enough.
Wait,
can I finish my shout out to Kalish? It's really important.
Don't let him get
it's
out.
It's important I get this shout out.
I'm just trying to make it work.
Right, because I've only got the top set of my veneers done.
Yeah.
I think because of the shout, he's going to do the bottom set as well.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. So there's no more because that top.
Sorry.
Stop.
Sorry.
Let me just get this point across. I want to get my bottom set of veneers done for free. Let me say it. He done my top set, yeah, and everyone goes, oh, look what you got with your perfect teeth. You look like Rylan. Obviously, the bottom part of my teeth, I look like a French bulldog. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to so I'm glad that he's going to sort them out.
You're trying to land right now, yeah?
Yeah.
But no one cares about anything apart from hearing you scream.
Yeah, exactly. It's not working, is it? You go, that is... Do you know what's awful? The ones on my groin, I can't even feel.
Oh, bring them up then.
The ones on my groin really hurt. They're the worst.
If you can't feel them. Or put them lower. Put them lower.
Where?
Put them on your tads.
Not put them... Stop!
Wait, Joel, do you understand, don't you, that the rules mean you can't take these off?
we won't do it through the whole
thing. You won't do it through the whole thing. We'll just give you a bit of...
guys, it's literally cramp. Guys, stop. I've just got cramp. If that's what labour feels like, yeah, real talk, ratings. Ratings. Every person that's going through labour, absolute ratings.
You mean
I can still feel it fizzing.
Now?
I think this goes up to 99.
What was that on?
15.
By the end of the thing, we should try and do a 99.
Wait.
Why would we try that?
Wait.
One time.
Let's just go up to a 30 and down.
Wait, do us a favour. Try not to make a noise.
Yeah.
Try not to make a noise.
This is the challenge, ready?
All right, if I don't make a noise, I can take them off.
No.
All right.
If I don't make a noise, I can take them off. Go.
Wait, no. If you don't make a noise, I'm going to rise to 40 and come down. If you don't make a noise, you can take them off. Deal?
Deal. Right, but it's only... Don't go past 40.
All right, piece
of shit. Not go past 40.
All right. You don't make a noise then? No noise at all?
No noise at all?
Shaking it. Why would it pal you right with this deal?
I think I have to be.
Yeah,
go on,
he's all right. Come on.
Just go.
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
No noise.
Well, I can move though. You just said I can't make a noise.
Yeah, you can move. I'm talking no noise. Yeah?
No noise. But I can, my arm's rubbing and.
No, that counts as noise.
No, it doesn't. It has to be noise, has to be coming
no
from
noise,
me.
Yeah.
What if I accidentally fart? That don't count because that's involuntary. But like, if I you can't then. So I've got to keep that don't count.
Okay, it does.
Right, cool.
No noise.
I think laughing is going to make
go,
it worse.
Just go.
Right,
no on, noise, yeah?
Right, wait, because you're making me laugh. I'm scared.
Go now.
Here we go. I'm on 25. Wait. Let me get to 40. Ready? Wait there.
There's noise there. There's noise.
Wait. I've come down. I've come off.
Was that 40?
Yeah, that was 40.
Right, there was noise. There was noise.
There was a noise.
There was noise.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. I think I've burst a blood vessel. I honestly think I've burst a blood vessel.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Leave him on. We're just going to put the machine
down. Put it
down.
As long as you don't touch it, fine. Guys, I'm being honest.
That was so good.
I feel like for some reason I can see out of my eyes. Like I can hear.
What?
I can hear. I can.
He's confused.
I can hear out of my eyes and see out of my. Like literally everything swapped round. The way I was tensing, sweet. You know when you go scuba diving and they say you have to like release pressure as you go down. Yeah, I feel like my brain just popped.
What did that feel like?
It felt like I don't know. I felt like I was being punched from the inside.
You.
That's only weird.
You looked. Crazy,
yeah. Well, that it felt crazy. That was at Pell.
No, I'm brother.
If you were gonna do it, all you have to do is press up on A.
Yeah, I really
no, like, that's how I did it.
But guys, real talk. I will punch you both in the
face. Yeah, no, we're not gonna do it. I was explaining,
yeah, that's why we're not doing it.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, calm.
Well done, though.
Calm
because that was
fine.
That was big.
So Kalish basically said that.
No.
He did the bottom set of my veneers. So I'm going to go see him. He's getting married, actually. He's getting married. So congrats, you and your lovely lady. Have the best day, Kalish.
Congrats.
We'll see you soon.
Genuine question.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who this episode is sponsored by, but it's not him.
It's not actually Kalish, so, but...
It's not. No.
Kiss Dental.
quick question.
Go on.
When you get your teeth done, do you feel the weight difference?
Yeah, because they're a bit bigger.
The weight? Yeah, how heavy do you think they are?
They look heavy, but not in the, I mean, they look like you'd notice. Do you notice when it's in there?
No, the only... Obviously, I can't imagine now because I've had them for so long. Because when did I get them done... Six years ago now.
Yeah.
6 years. 6 years I've had these ones. Last 15. Kiss Dental guarantee as well.
Shut up.
Just saying. But the teeth, when you first have them, obviously they feel a lot thicker.
Yeah.
Like now, I can't imagine like not having these on. I feel like my teeth feel like paper thin. Do you know what I mean?
Because obviously you end up a bit lispy at the start, don't you?
Well, it was a little bit. I had to get used to it.
So actually, if you tune into an episode and you hear a slight lisp from Jewel, you'll know
Maybe I've had them done. Maybe I've had them done by that point.
You don't ever notice the bottom, though.
You do. When I laugh, I'll tell you what I notice it the most.
Yeah.
Watching this podcast back.
Really?
Yeah, that camera's a real fucker. That camera cuts me at a bad angle. And I'm always like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh.
Yeah, like an English bulldog.
You're not conscious, are you?
Ah, so I bring it up, say that. Yeah.
Tell
everyone I'm conscious. That's a good tactic.
But you shouldn't be.
Yeah, thank you so much. So yeah, hopefully that's getting sorted soon. Something I am conscious about, though, is a lot of the screenshots I've seen from last week's ep.
Yeah.
When I thought it was a fantastic idea to suck the microphone. I was trying to do an impression of Vicky Patterson with the dog. And said microphone was the dog's snout. And I was showing what she did. And now everyone's screenshotting it.
And it was only after watching the video I realised the difference between you and Vicky Patterson.
What's the difference?
Vicky Patterson let the dog come to her, but you went to... And that makes all the difference.
No.
You were the giver. You went over the mic.
You did. You did.
Whereas...
You found it.
I actually don't mind. I'll just leave the pod.
1 minute. You did it.
No.
You grabbed
this mic
stupid. And wrapped your
this
mouth around
stupid.
It.
Stupid. Right. Don't say, why isn't it like that? I'm getting mugged off about the microphone. I've been literally tortured after you guys trying to cut off, after you kept interrupting me. I'll be lucky if I get the bottom set done now. Do you know what I mean? From Kalish. You kept interrupting me, so I'll be lucky if that happened. So you're ruining my life as well. People in the comments are constantly on me, even about my dogs now. You were saying that my dog Clover the one I adopted from Serbia.
Barely a dog.
Perry said to me, she's the only dog that I've seen that looks more like a cat. Now, everybody's agreeing with me in the comments. Everyone's mugging. Someone, literally, I posted a picture of her and someone just replied, bro, that's a cat.
But like, well, it's not a cat, is it? These are things that you're saying.
No, the dog thing, I didn't say.
But you're openly making these decisions to suck off microphones and...
Welcome to my world. So as a child, he would come in, get hit by a racket, get run over by a bike, and then play the victim. This is what he does.
I hear it.
Listen to that statement. As a child, he'd come in, get hit by a racket, ran over by a bike, and my nan actually ran me over once. Remember? Outside her nan's.
Sorry,
lady who owned a hair shop was called her nan.
So your great nan watched your nan run you over.
Right. My nan ran me over outside her nan's hair shop.
Her nan was the name of the shop owner.
Okay. Yeah. I came out of there and as I was standing, I was mucking around with my little sister and my nan pulled forward in the car and accidentally ran my foot over. And then when I screamed, she went, what's wrong? And braked and stopped on my foot. And I was screaming, nan, get off the car. She was like, stop shouting at me. And I was like, yeah, but you parked on my foot. And then I got in the back and she told me to stop mucking around. But apparently that's my fault as well. So,
to be fair, in that instance, bless her soul, that's the first time I witnessed gaslighting in the flesh.
Yeah, that was real gaslighting.
Yeah.
Well, if you wasn't messing around, you wouldn't get run over. I went, right, I'm not sure that's how it works, man.
I was sitting there like...
Yeah. My foot was throbbing.
Yeah.
Stop mucking about in. Yeah, that's what she said.
That's awful.
Yeah, good times. So basically what I'm saying is if that thing goes off one more time don't get my bottom set done, I'm leaving the podcast. Are we ready for oath?
Let's oath it up.
Let's oath it up.
In 3, 2. We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity. Boom. Who messed that up a little bit?
Not me.
Someone said morals, I believe. Someone said it. It was
me.
You said it a bit weird. You did. I heard it from the corner. No, you said it a bit weird.
It weren't me.
You did.
It weren't me.
Yeah, what would you like to talk about, Ashley Vander?
So what I want to talk about is the CEO at the tennis match snatching the cap from the kid. Now, if you haven't seen this clip, I don't know who was playing.
It's some famous tennis player.
Big famous tennis player signing, you know, autographs and doing bits for...
All the fans
and stuff, and he's signing this stuff, and one of the things he signs the cap goes to give it to a member of the crowd who's about, I don't know, he kills the kid about 9 or 10,
yeah,
and
the kid
goes to take it and the grown man standing next to him yeets it from the tennis player's hand and pretends like he doesn't see the kid, and then the kid's pleading and crying and the guy just ignores him.
Well, he stuffs it in a bag.
He stuffs it in a bag, right? But then by the power of social media, obviously he's on camera, right? So then people in the comments say, do your thing, find this guy. They find him, they find the company that I think he's like a CEO of. They start leaving negative reviews, complaining about the guy, which forces him to do a formal statement, right? But the first formal statement wasn't an apology. It was a double down that practically said, if you're not fast enough, you don't get the cap. People doubled down on the hate. And then he came back, I think, maybe only like literally a day ago and was just like, I apologize. I made a big mistake. Now, what's crazy about that is like, how would you react in that situation? Because people went for this dude.
Yeah, I'm going
for think he deserved
guy.
It?
110%. Like, listen, the problem is here, the tennis player, obviously, it's not like just some random cap that he signed. It's his hat. So I'm not into tennis.
Yeah.
But I imagine the equivalent is, I don't know, flipping Harry Kane's giving you a football boot. Like, it's a big deal for this kid. And as he's handing it to him, he sort of turns to need to talk to other fans.
Exactly.
Guy snatches it. So the tennis player doesn't even know what's happened, right? This kid is literally in floods of tears. No offence. That tennis player isn't handing it to this 40-year-old geezer to be like, oh, here you go. He knows it's not his. He literally stole from a child. He stole from a child. And then had the mindset of, like some flipping alpha on Instagram, like, you know, if you want to eat, you got to be the first there. You got to be the biggest lion in the pack. I'm like, no, you're a knobhead. Like, just give the kid the hat.
How are you reacting if that's Cass and he's told?
Yeah, like if I'm standing there with my son, instead, I'm just going to be like, bro, give me the hat. I'm literally just going to say, give me the hat. And if you don't give me it, I'm going to take it. Ooh. It's that simple. Sorry, odd. But it is that simple.
That was a good
And I'd be like, worst case, you want to watch out because the first thing I'm going to do is get my weird little dog from Serbia on you. Or attach you to this weird labour machine. Yeah. Either one.
Right, I'm going to play devil's advocate, right?
Yeah.
The tennis player's given a hat. The kid hasn't got it yet. No one owns it, right? So the tennis player's put his hand out. Now the guy's grabbed it. I think the guy's in the wrong, 100%. but it isn't the kid's hat yet.
Sweet. So when you're walking around a supermarket, I'm just going to walk up and take stuff out of your trolley. You ain't pay for it yet.
Yeah, no, but I've already put hands on it. I've already put it in my basket.
Yeah. I don't care. You haven't paid for it. It's not yours. Based on that logic, it's not yours.
No, because the kid hasn't picked it up. He wants it, but he hasn't taken it yet. And the guy's gone, yeet. Is it the kid's hat? That's the first question.
Yes, it is the kid's hat. The intention is to give the kid the hat. So
I don't think it's the kid's hat.
Oh, controversial.
I don't think it's the kid's hat.
How is it not the kid's hat?
I don't think it's the kid's hat, but I think that you have to be a decent human being and let the kid take it. But of I don't course. Think it's the kid's hat.
Right, let's say you order food.
Yeah.
And as the food's being brought over to you in the restaurant, I've ordered the same thing, walk past and take it off the tray.
No, because I've ordered and paid for it.
No, you haven't paid for it yet. You pay at the end of the meal. So if I would
but I've still requested it.
He requested the hat.
No, he didn't.
No, he would just like all the other people, he just put his hand out.
Guys, right,
because technically it's a free-for-all. Technically.
Well, it's not a free-for-all, is it? Because he's handing it to the kid.
Yeah. I think the hat was in front of the kid and like it was the kid's to take, but the guy had to lean into the kid's space to take it. So he did.
That's absolutely wrong.
The guy is absolutely in the wrong. I'm just trying to say it's a techie one though, because it weren't the kid's
hat. It's not techie.
And if you want to teach the kid a lesson, there's the time to do it.
Why is a random CEO teaching my kid a lesson?
Well, it's the reason he's a CEO.
Oh, God.
Really and truly.
So hang on. So how are you reacting then? Your kid.
Yep.
You're standing behind and the guy snatches the hat. What are you doing?
Oh, taking the hat back off him.
Perry, what are you doing?
I ain't got the balls for that, no. Absolutely not.
We'll get you one at the gift shop.
Yeah.
We'll get you one on the way out.
Yeah.
We'll get you one on the way
out. I'll probably say thank you to the guy.
Okay.
I'll just put the kids in the car and say, let me sort this out. Buy one, sign it myself.
Get a bit sweaty.
Okay. No, definitely. If I'm there, real talk as a parent, I'm definitely.
It's absolutely wrong of the guy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
But then the thing is, how far are you willing to go? Because the last thing you want, without this being like really embarrassing and taking it too far, is a viral clip of Ashley Banjo having a fight, rolling around on the floor with some random over a cap. Because imagine if he went, no, I'm not giving it back.
Well, then I'm going to leave it because, like you said, it's just not worth it. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I'm probably going to punch him in the throat. Yeah. It's good to be honest with you. Be honest. I pray I'm never in that situation. Please, I don't want to get sacked, but I'm probably going to flip out because that is such your kid's crying. Man. This guy's shouting at you. I'm not giving you back. I'm probably going to, not like, you know, or maybe like a chop.
Just a little judo chop.
Yeah, just something to stun him. So enough time to get the hat.
That's when I think I draw the line. Like, so you see, like, when I'm saying, because it was like free for all and not, the guy's in the wrong. Whereas if it was my kid's actual stuff,
it's
different. I'm trying to say, that's where I think the line comes in for me. I'm like, I'm definitely going to stand up for you. I'm going to take it back. And if we get into it, I'm going to say, you know what? If that's how you're rolling, I'm going to leave it.
If I was a massive fan of the tennis player, though, I'm putting myself in the guy's shoes now.
Let's say Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, that's such a good boy.
Right, let's. What?
If I'm a massive fan and I see him just put a hat out.
All right, so let me do this. You go to like a Harry Potter convention.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of like Harry Potter and that stuff.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe has signed.
Takes off his boxer shorts.
No. I was going to say, has signed the original wand from the film.
Oh, okay.
Not his pants. Chill.
Fight.
And he walks up to a kid in the crowd and you're next to him.
Yeah.
And then he's kind of half looking away. Basically, you're not going to have to argue with Daniel Radcliffe. He's not walking up to the crowd with his boxer shorts off, handing out a wand. Yeah. So he's fully clothed.
Okay. Fully clothed.
Just clarify. Sorry.
Go on. Yeah, go on.
He walks up to the crowd. As he's handing, he looks away. You're not going to have an argument with Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
There's half a second where you can snatch this from his hand.
Yes.
And it's still from the kid. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Okay, I lean in as quick as I can. I grab the wand, turn to the kid, Avada Kedavra.
Right, okay.
That kid's gone.
Fine. Well, I've got a would you rather then, right?
Okay.
Take that exact situation, okay, the wand, the cap, whatever. You're on camera, social media. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Daniel Radcliffe's wand, I don't know, Anthony Joshua's boxers, whatever it is, yeah?
why Anthony Joshua's boxers?
Because they let you in the corner.
Pretty much they're not in the corner.
That's actually a signed pair of replica shorts. It's very different, okay? It's very different.
Anyway, right.
It's a real signature.
Something that you really value, right? Yeah. Would you rather be on camera, being the snatcher, so being the CEO, but you get to keep the goods.
Mm-hmm.
And I go viral for it like he did.
And you go viral for it like he did. Or would you rather... Right, for you, would you rather your kid be the person that it got snatched from?
Yeah, or I be the snatcher.
Or you be the snatcher.
And when it gets snatched from Cass, let me just caveat this, just so I know, am I standing there? So I'm there, I'm present.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm a horrible person because I'm snatching it for someone.
But
I get what I want. Or my kid looks at me like an absolute waste man for the rest of my life because he went viral while someone snatched something from him and I just stood there. That is difficult.
So that's your pride, though.
And for you, Pell.
No, it is pride talking.
And for you, it's going to be snatch it. You be the snatcher, or you be the person it got taken from.
Gosh, but I'll just snatch it, man. But see, the consequences are different. Like, does he, like, you see, like, the CEO at the Coldplay thing, he had to, like, resign and step down and stuff.
It's up to you. Like, so
you're doing the same thing.
You come into Kiss the next day, and you're getting loads of messages on Kiss Breakfast about what you've done, either that he's been snatched from you or that you snatched something. So, like, really being snatched, everyone's just going to feel sorry for you and be like, man, what a nice, that's so unlucky it happened to Pell. Or you're going to get loads of messages like, Pell, you absolute dick. You stole that from a kid, but you've got what you want.
You got what you want.
But you've got that Daniel Radcliffe wand.
Oh, what are you doing?
And all press is good press, isn't it? So.
You're snatching.
So I think I might have to snatch.
You're going to have to snatch. You're still controlled. You're going viral and everything.
Yeah, I'll go viral. Yeah,
but would it have to be like a really important thing?
Yeah. Something just really,
yeah,
really
it's not cool. going to be a sample of like the pretzels they hand out at Westfield or something.
No,
They are banging though.
You don't take samples from...
No, because I don't trust people.
No, neither do I.
Don't trust people.
Do you take samples from supermarkets?
It depends, like, because sometimes it just looks really good.
I've seen people on the pretzel, because the pretzel ones, it's chopped up into little like squares, isn't it? I've seen people rummage through to get the perfect bit.
Yeah,
horrible.
But that's no different to like...
Their little verrucary hands all over my pretzels and that.
That's no different
You can't get verrucas on your hands.
Let's fact check that.
It's a foot thing.
Let's Google it.
No, it is a foot.
Producer Rob's on it now.
You get a wart, maybe.
No, I want to know. I'm going to say specifically verruca. Rob, Google, can you get verruca on hand?
No, I don't think so.
And if you're wrong, you're putting this machine on.
You can.
Ooh,
you can get a verruca on
your hand. Yeah, you can.
Why are you trying to get verruca socks? You don't get verruca gloves.
Maybe you do.
Yeah. Or
Rob, Google that. Yeah. Can you get verruca? Can you get verruca gloves?
Do you remember Bazooka that verruca?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not sure if that was a tagline or if that's actually the full name of the product.
No.
Bazooka that verruca, bazooka that wall. That's what it's called.
Oh, that bit always, I don't remember that bit.
Oh.
Not as catchy, is it?
Yeah, bazooka the verruca matches.
Okay, so
that wall might have been better.
Like thwart.
Thwart.
Like thwart.
Oh, that's hard to say. How do you spell it?
T-H-R.
No, T-H-W, isn't it?
T-H-W.
R-A-R-T. Yeah.
Rob, Google. Okay, so right, you're committing to snatching.
I'm going
to
snatch away.
What are you doing? So you're in the same boat as me. Either it gets stolen from your child and the clip goes viral, or you have to steal for your child. And if stealing for the kid's better though.
Oh no, I'm letting the guy take it.
Are you?
Yeah. I think so, man. Like, just as a human being, I'm like, I don't want to, even if it's something.
Right,
like,
stop. Because that's going up and up and up.
No, it's not. It's off.
No, it was.
I'm on zero.
No.
Turn it off.
Pell. Right. We made a deal. Piece of arse. We made an absolute deal that it wasn't going to happen. And yeah, I'm snatching, by the way.
Really?
I'm snatching.
No,
yeah, because viral clip. Oh, but then yeah, you're right. My
just
kid.
Just a human being. It's not right, though, no? Take something from a kid.
Yeah, but it's going to my kid. Stealing it from my kid.
What, making that kid cry? Your kid watches you steal it.
Yeah, and then your kid's wrong for taking it.
Oh, yeah, because no, should I tell you what? Then it'll make my kid be one of them nasty little...
Yeah,
you know,
like my dad took it from that guy.
Yeah, do you know what? Sorry, mate, my kid's losing the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get snatched from, but I'm also going to have a very strong word with that person.
Oh, 100%.
You're going to have to, because otherwise your kid's going to look like an absolute muppet. Otherwise, if your kid watches that happen to you, I know we're not like a pack of Staffordshire Bull Terriers or something, but what's next? It would just be walking up to me at home and just taking stuff off my plate.
Who?
Yeah.
My son.
Yeah, like authority.
He would have just seen it happen to me in public. So he's going to be like, I can do it now. Sit down at home, bang, yeah, that's my sandwich. Like, rah, that's
some kids are like that too.
Yeah.
Oh, some kids are like that. My first dog was like that.
What dog? What dog?
KP.
No, you see, God rest her soul.
God rest her soul. Literally, I'd say my first child. One minute, I had KP when I lived at home.
Yeah, I know. And let me tell you how I know you had KP. Because... Look, for the first little while, she was a real bitch to me.
Wait, no.
She was so nasty to me.
To be fair,
you had to do 2 years of intensive training to stop her biting everyone. Let me tell you what KP would do, yeah? Picture this. If I could have some music in the background, it'd be like a horror. So I would walk in the living room and I would... My mum had this massive U-shaped sofa, yeah? I would see her. The moment I walked in the door, she'd sit up and stare at me like... I know you're not going to try and sit down. And I'd be like, look, KP, I'd literally be shaking. I'd be like, listen, she had like this little purple collar with a bow on it. I'd be like, look, I'm just going to sit down on the other side. I'll stay out of your way, you stay out of mine. Yeah, this that giant thing. I'd walk and sit on the other side of the sofa. Before my ass even touched the leather, she'd go zing round and she'd bite me before I could hit the sofa.
Yeah.
And if I stayed down, I'd have a pillow. She's going, like, again, like that guy, that Australian guy goes, the dog's like, she's like that guy, absolutely mental. I'd jump up, so I couldn't sit in the living room. Mine and Ash's bedrooms were opposite each other. I swear down, if I fell asleep and forgot to close my door, I'd be fast asleep and 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd wake up to, and I'd open my eyes and it'd be a silhouette of a chihuahua sat on my chest. And before I could do anything, she'd go, bite my face and then run out the room.
Yeah.
So she'd come in to wake me up, bite me, and then leave.
But then when she left, she'd run back and go to me.
And then lay down and sleep. Like, she loved that.
She was a terrorist. Like, but the cutest little, she was.
I wouldn't use that phrase. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't. You know what? You skirt the edge a lot. I wouldn't do that.
Terror was
fine. Yeah, she was terrifying.
Right, here we go. She
was evil.
No, wait, she was a terror.
Mm. She was a terror.
She was a death.
Let's take the wrist off. She was an absolute terror.
She was but a terror. But I literally love that dog.
But then she mellowed out.
I miss her so much,
she
man.
Did. No, she mellowed out so much to the point where she became my favourite dog. I used to go Tesco during rehearsals and Ash would be busy and I'd be like, I'll keep an eye on KP, no problem. And I used to take her Tesco with me. And I'd get a whole rotisserie chicken and we'd just share it.
Honestly.
She'd sit on the counter in reception. Yeah. Like, literally, I know that's probably unhygienic, but she'd literally just sit on the counter and we'd just share a whole rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even snatch it. She actually just waited. Like, I have a bit, you have a bit, I have a bit, you have a bit. And then that was my fault as well. She got obscenely fat at one point, KP. She did. Mm. She got really, really fat. It's because I always just fed her rotisserie chicken. You just share them.
I remember. I got her because... You know, we used to be all the time touring, working, dancing. Yeah. I just wanted a dog that...
Companion.
Just could come around with me.
She's the best, man.
And literally, she used to come around all the time.
She'd sit on your shoulder like a parrot.
She would sit on your shoulder. If I pick her up like this, she'd run up my arm, go around my neck and sit here.
Sit on your shoulder.
Oh my God, I miss her so much.
Yeah.
But I do remember this time. Remember when she bit Dwayne?
Your friend Dwayne.
One of my best friends, Dwayne. KP. But the funny thing is, that you know, normally it's like, don't touch me, go away, chase you around the sofa. When I watched this happen, I couldn't believe what she did. She went up to him like a cat, you know, through his legs like this. She sat down, looked up, put her ears back like this. And he was like, oh. Went like this. She kept the look. He pulled her in and she went,
ah. Bang, beat his face.
And beat his face.
Crazy.
So what else KP used to do? She used to shit in shoes a lot.
She did. She used little gifts.
Yeah, she'd run up to a shoe. Mm. So let's say the shoe was in front of her. She'd run up to it frontwards and then bang, roundhouse. So she'd kick the back leg round and then stop over the hole and she'd poo in a shoe. Yeah.
Is it like when a cat brings in a mouse? It's like a gift like that.
Yeah, but she just bring in a poo to a shoe.
Yeah. Nice. I miss her little poos.
Really?
I miss her. Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
Great.
R.I.P. KP. No, I'm obviously not going to make any jokes.
No
joke.
No KP jokes. No KP slander. It's off the table.
All right, KP. That's just a play on words. That's not bad enough. That's just
true.
And bear in mind, I've got 4 chihuahuas, so if you want one, they're going.
Well, 3. You got 3.
3 chihuahuas.
One of them isn't a chihuahua. Yeah,
3 chihuahuas and a serval cat. I've got 4 that you can borrow if you want one.
Right, let's do it, my friend. Jordan, you are about to be interrogated. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Quick fire. Would you rather your fridge judge your food choices every time you open it or your phone slaps you every time you open Instagram?
Oh, it's got to be the fridge.
Okay. Yes.
Fridge,
yeah. Would you rather have to go to a rave until 7 a.m. or have to watch 5 games of football at your local pub every weekend?
So they're both happening every weekend?
Yes.
Yeah? It's going to be the pub football.
Really? Yeah. All right, cool.
Pub food.
Would you rather every time you check your watch, it screams the time at you or get a text every time someone talks about you telling you what they've said?
Oh, the text one. I'd want that anyway. Yeah, the text
really?
One.
Really?
Yeah. Would you rather go a month without caffeine or a month without meat?
I think I'd die if I didn't have caffeine. Oh, but I'd die if I didn't have meat. Think about the rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, fair enough. What are you picking?
Meat. Meat, no meat.
Okay.
Would you rather have a TV show broadcast live footage of your house 24/7, but the show's only on in Belgium, or broadcast live footage of your house for 3 hours a day in the UK?
Can I choose the 3 hours?
No, random 3.
Random 3 hours?
Random 3.
Then I'm going to say the Belgium one.
Really?
Yeah,
24
no,
hours.
Yeah, no one cares about me in Belgium.
How do you know?
No, well, they might start caring.
That's what I mean.
They might start caring.
What yeah. What part of the of your day do you reckon they'd be invested in?
It'll probably be me practicing football in the garden with my son. Because when you see a seven-year-old genuinely be faster and more skilled at football than their dad, who's only 32, it's actually quite an impressive thing to see.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like I've fallen over. Like, it gets to the point where I have to just push him over. Like, we'll be running with him, I just push him.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll just shove him over. And but listen, you got to get your strength behind you, mate. And he's like, yeah, but you're
you sound
up.
Like that CEO.
There you go.
Lessons to be learned. Vibes. Lessons yeah. to be learned.
Real talk, there are people that do that, right? They do like 24/7 streams, live streams, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, they earn a lot of money from that as yeah, well. Like, say, twice could, that and all them guys.
Do you reckon you could ever do it, depending on the money?
Money dependent, yeah.
Yeah,
easy, man.
And what about if there was extra revenue if you put cameras in
the toilet
and the bath and the shower or whatever as well? Like, well,
you're discussing a different type of content now.
No, I'm saying all access, all areas sort of vibe. Would you do it?
Is okay, fine. Because I was going to say, if it's like Big Brother, where the toilet actually it's not on, you can hear in there though.
Can you?
You can hear.
Sometimes you see like.
Yeah, sometimes they put farts on.
What? In the toilet?
Yeah, sometimes like if it's just like a funny moment, they'll just let a fart slip.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wow. As if you've done that.
Yeah.
Whereas I reckon for the right amount of money, I could do that. I could stream.
Yeah, I couldn't.
All day. I couldn't do it. It's honestly, I don't think what I was offered. I don't think that. I think that's wild, man. That's
24 hours streaming. So, but in those streams, it's not like a genuine day in the life of like they're doing stuff for the camera and they'll set up those days.
People just sleep and stuff.
Yeah, that's mental.
That's mental.
That is mental.
What else did you say?
You said that you'd rather go to the pub and watch 5 football games every
pub what? Food.
Oh, the pub. Food.
Like, listen, listen, like that one near me. I had pie and mash, right, one day, then I had spaghetti bolognese, then I had lasagna, and then I do nachos.
In one day?
No, not all in one day. These are just different meals, the sort of things I get.
Fine.
The desi as well.
Ooh! The what?
The desi.
Dessert.
Oh, you shortened dessert.
Yeah, there's an apple tart at the Hawk. If you're ever at the Hawk in Battlesbridge, get yourself the apple tart.
The apple tart,
honestly,
yeah.
It would change your life. Yeah. It's really, really good.
Pubs freak me out a bit. I like the idea of them, but they scare me to walk into for the first time.
Yeah, it does feel awkward. It does feel awkward going into a pub.
Do you know when the king goes to employ Puss in Boots for the first time in Shrek and he walks into that inn?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I imagine pubs are like.
Yeah. No, I do know exactly what you mean. Like, and you're going to walk into it and go... Yeah. And they're all going to just like slowly and place like
ugly,
a flag and a beer down.
Stepsisters there.
Yeah.
Hooks there.
It does feel like that sometimes, and I'll tell you the worst part
is that a casual Puss in Bruce, Puss in Boots reference?
Who's Puss in Bruce? Again, that's another type of content that you're discussing. Puss in Bruce, never heard of that, mate. Never heard of Puss in Bruce. Absolutely never.
Do you think Puss in Bruce exists?
I really hope not.
Some weird parallel.
For the love of God, I hope not. I really hope it does not exist.
So, Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay.
That was a reference. No, but I'll tell you as well, the other problem I experienced, when me and Ash are quite tall, a lot of pubs are really low ceiling. So the Hawk, for example, I smack my head every time I'm in there. Every single time.
But is it worth the price?
Do you know what? Money-wise, not too bad.
I meant, the hit of the head.
Yes. Yeah, it's hitting your head.
Because you do it every time.
Every single time. No problems at all. Yeah, fantastic.
Okay. What did you say about caffeine or meat a month without?
I said I have to give up meat.
No, I don't believe you. I don't believe that at all. You're meat driven, man.
Yeah, all my meals are primarily meat. And if I'm having a bad, like if I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat really bad, it's meat covered in cheese. That's generally what I do.
I hear you, actually.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll cook some food and then I'll put it in the air fryer quickly and just cover it in cheese if I'm having a bad day.
That's quite sad, man.
Well, it's a good meal.
Meat and cheese is the best. I've said this before.
Best combo. Meat, cheese and bread.
You should expand your palates.
Like pepperoni and milk.
What was it you told me about the other day?
Anything.
Yellowtail and grapefruit or something like that. Oh,
it was gooseberries, actually.
Gooseberries. Do you know what I mean? Who's eating that?
Well, me, obviously.
Exactly.
You know when you see certain like foods, like fermented eggs and stuff, and you always think, is that a prank? Or does anyone actually eat that?
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I imagine you eat.
Yeah, Pell,
the other day I had a tuna tartare with fermented strawberries.
Fermented.
What does that even mean?
Oh my God, no.
Like, what does that mean? No, real talk,
the
what does
most
that
delicious meal I've ever had in my entire life.
Should I tell you what I had the other day?
What?
You know the tins of spaghetti and sausages? Oh my God. Oh. Spaghetti and sausages, yeah? But should I tell you the trick? Put a little bit of butter in the spaghetti and sausages.
What good hack.
Yeah, it's really good. It makes it like a bit creamier.
My trick for them is straight from the tin, cold.
Nah, because you see that? It congeals. I love it though. Yeah, I've seen you just take like a bite out of it like it's ice cream.
Pedigree chum.
Like pedigree chum. It's nuts.
Yeah, I love it. I love from the tin, just open it up straight from the tin.
Yeah, this isn't World War II. You don't have to. You don't have to do that.
It's
man.
Also not a hack. Like it's not. You're not.
Because I've got a hack for you. Yeah. Be gross. Yeah. Eat this cold food. It's not a hack.
It's not. It is a hack because most people think you have to cook it, but you don't. And I think it's got an extra quality when you do it straight from the tin.
I don't know, man.
It's also something convenient about it as well. No washing up. You just go. You just do it and just take it straight from the tin.
Yeah, I've seen you almost drink it out the tin as well, which is gross.
Should we move on?
Yeah, no. I know that I'm quite meat orientated, but I couldn't
like your mum. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, go. Carry on.
Again. Yeah, don't touch me. But I just don't feel like I could survive without caffeine. You see, like I've got to the stage now. I drink coffee so much that I get headaches if I don't drink. What's funny now?
Sorry, you said mum loved meat. You just made me laugh.
Okay. Sure, mum as well. So.
Oh, no. She prefers fish.
Okay.
She does. She loves salmon.
She does love salmon.
Yeah. And when we were younger, one of the meals that she cooked was tuna pasta. And
which I realise isn't the normal tuna pasta now. Now that I'm grown, you probably still don't realise this. You know normal... Right, if I said to you, tuna pasta, forget, because I know you've heard about my mum's one, forget that.
Yeah, yeah.
What does tuna pasta look like to you?
Normal tuna pasta is quite bland.
Pasta, tuna,
some mayo, maybe some sweet corn.
Sweet corn, that's it.
What?
Yes, bro, yes.
No.
What mum made... No, no, what mum made...
It ain't, man.
What mum made was not tuna pasta, bro. Yeah, yeah. Because when I first got with my wife, I said, look, my mum's going to cook our favourite meal when we were kids, tuna pasta. And she went, I'm going to be real with you. I don't really like fish. Like, Nate doesn't eat any seafood at all. She went, but if your mum's making it, like, of course I'll try it. She comes around and she's like, what's that? What's that smell? I was like, tuna pasta. She went, I don't think that's tuna pasta. I went, yes, it is. Anyway, mum leans out the kitchen. She's holding, for a start, like, couple bottles of Tabasco, some Nando sauce, ketchup, right?
Yeah.
Nate's looking at me like, what the hell is your mum making? Yeah, our mum basically put like this creamy tomato sauce.
It was a big jar of, I think it was like home pride
pasta baked tomato sauce.
Something
she
like
put
that.
Nando spicy sauce in it. She gave it a squirt of ketchup sometimes.
Yep, some Tabasco and stuff.
Tabasco to make it hot. And it was basically like this big tomato-y, like, and then she put the tuna
all
in.
The tuna.
And then, like, she didn't, like, mix it all in with the pasta. And then she just give you a plate of pasta and just, like, pour that over
the top. And then put cheese on it.
Woo!
Oh, the cheese on top.
That's tuna pasta.
It was almost like a tuna lasagna.
No, but it's not.
It's actually not tuna.
It's not tuna pasta.
What you see when you go in co-op, we're like, oh, why do they call that tuna pasta? It's like the cold little tubs with, like, mayo, sweet corn and tuna.
No, that's what everyone calls tuna pasta.
Some people put apple in it. Some people put apple in tuna pasta.
No, all right, for minute, strawberries.
Well, yeah, you're talking nonsense.
No, my
girlfriend's family put apple in.
But what is she, a family of guinea pigs? Why are they flipping apple in tuna pasta?
No, I'm going to be serious now. I'm going to draw a line. There is no way Jesse's family puts apple.
They do. They do. I swear down.
I'd break up with her, man.
I mean, there's a... who's the...
I'd break up with her.
Who's the...
Personally, I'd be breaking up
right,
with her.
Right, shut up. Who's the actor from Interstellar? Matthew McConaughey. I see a video of him talking about him making tuna pasta the other day. And he puts apple in it. He puts wasabi in it.
He was talking about tuna salad.
It's the same thing. It's like a tuna pasta. Tuna salad.
No, it's not the same thing.
Oh, man. Used to. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Expand the palate.
No one. There's no brolo out there that's going to agree that a tuna pasta is the same as a tuna salad.
They are completely different. Rob, Google tuna salad.
No, shut up.
Do we have a would you rather?
Yes, please.
From Meg.
Go on.
Would you rather only drink water for the rest of your life or drink any drink you want, but it's got to have a little bit of wee in it?
Oh, that's a good one.
How is that a good one? Sorry. That's obvious. I'm not drinking piss. Sorry.
Yeah, but is it yours? Is it your own?
Well, yeah, let's say it's your own.
You wouldn't taste it. A little bit. Right. No, I'm being deadly serious. A little bit of wee, you ain't tasting.
It's not about the taste. I'm not drinking wee.
In a chaise, that ain't doing too much cherry.
It's not doing anything. Think about growing up. I'm pretty sure the kids...
Sorry, let's address that. Because I feel like everyone was confused when you said chaise and then Pepsi Max cherry. Pepsi Max cherry, Pepsi Max chaise for cherry. We call it chaise for short. Yeah, chaise.
Sorry.
Just so everyone's
aware.
Let's address it. Yeah, yeah.
I thought I was... is that not a standard thing, though?
Yeah, apparently it's not. Yeah, I always say chaise. Me and Jess say chaise. I might have got that from you.
No, I got it from you.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I've been with you and you've got...
Trendsetter!
And you've got to get a Shezza from the fridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, get a Shezza.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just saying, if you put a little bit of weed in that, you wouldn't taste it because the flavour's so delicious.
No, but I at one point, I would have agreed with you. I would have had to have done it because obviously I didn't drink. This is something else, me and Ash, that we stand on. Perry, you're going to be different. I feel like you fall into the normal category here.
Yeah,
you do. Like with the tuna pasta. But me and Ash, I don't know how early it was to you, but I didn't drink water till I was 23.
Yeah, that is insane.
I didn't drink, hand on heart, I can promise you, I did not drink plain water until I was 23. Didn't do it.
That's just you. I did.
Even now, if I have a choice,
it's flavoured.
It's going flavoured.
He didn't. His first sip of water was in the I'm a Celeb jungle.
And you know, that was one of the biggest concerns, one of the biggest problems we had about going into. I was like, is there any way I could get like maybe some like electrolyte sachets or just something that? Because I was like, I can't go into the jungle because I can't drink plain water. I was like, I'll literally dehydrate for 2 weeks. I was like, I literally can't do it. And then when I come out, because the only plain water I'd ever drank was in the jungle, when I tasted normal plain water, I was like, oh, that's all right. Because the one in the jungle, think about it like this, because you get it from the stream, you have to boil it before you can drink it.
Yeah.
But obviously to check it's boiling, everyone lifts the lid off constantly. It's on a campfire. So every time you do that, you're wafting like ash and smoke into it. So by the time you taste it, it literally, imagine, not like a cigarette sort of smell or taste, literal smoke, like campfire smoke. The water is lukewarm and tastes like smoke.
Yeah,
it is vile.
Yeah.
So when I came out, I tried normal water and I was like, oh, it ain't too bad.
Do you know what, if I ever had to buy a drink, I wouldn't buy water. But do you know what used to hit different? You know, at school, you know, a water fountain, you know, where it comes out in like a little arc. I used to think if I would ever, I don't know, PE or do, if I ever needed a drink, I'd go to that fountain, press that button, and that little arc that came out, oh, I don't know what it was, but it was just
makes me heave.
I'll go hell for leather on that, man.
I'll just lean over and just,
it also, you feel like it's more of a win because you have to work for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like by the time you tilt your head to the side, you're just
in there and you're like,
yeah, man.
Oh, I feel like, you know when you hamster at the
yes,
like they kind of go to the side and lick the little ball. I feel like when I was in the playground, I'd just,
it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so, and you know what's nice? You can put your, see, imagine you're drinking all the water.
Yeah.
When you need a bit of breath, you leave it running, but you just poke your tongue under the little, under the rainbow.
Yeah. And sometimes,
feel that.
And sometimes if I got bored, I'd just try and fill up my cheek from the side. Like,
that's so true.
Yeah. And then I used to stand up and just feel like a different person. I used to feel refreshed.
Yeah.
I used to feel like just a new man. I used to just stand up and just be like,
oh. Fountain of youth vibes.
Fountain of youth. Yeah. Mm. What about you, Jordan?
You two are freaks. You two are actual freaks. I can't drink from a fountain because, again, before I did, I'm a celeb. So in my 20s, childhood all the way up to my 20s, I'd try to drink water, I'd heave. Like if I attempted to swallow it, I'd throw up. No, to me, it was like drinking spit. And a water fountain, seeing all them little kids all gross and salivary all over it.
Yeah, but you're not touching the bit where it's salivary. It's the bit that you're catching the free fall water.
No. Since I started drinking water, what I can drink is, you know them like them barrels of water you put in the machine, it goes, them ones. When you get that, can someone just settle this for me? What the hell is the difference between the white one and the blue one?
Cold. It's cold.
Room temp. No, it's not.
Cold. Yeah, one's room temp and one's cold.
No, they're both freezing.
No, one's room temp.
Okay. Well, I always go for the cold one because let me tell you that when I drink that and that hits the back of my throat, sweet Lord, I feel like I am Narnia. I become like a flipping frozen wasteland of paradise. It's when I drink that, I'm like, it's the best. I love that feeling.
Given that then.
Yeah, I'm going for only water. Easy. I'm not drinking piss.
Yeah, but what about like cocktails and stuff?
I don't drink.
Oh, yeah, you don't drink.
I did have a virgin strawberry daiquiri when I went on holiday.
But imagine that changed my life. Little tiny bit of wee in there.
No, thank you. I'm going to just stick with water. Plus, it'll make me healthier. If I could only drink water, that's good.
Yeah.
But even if I want a glass of water, that glass of water will have a bit of wee in it.
No. Oh, when if you pick
any
the other
drink.
One. Pick the other one. Yeah. So you're probably going to want to avoid water at all costs.
But there's so much. Oh, I do love a red wine recently too.
I'm going for a little bit of wee.
I'm going for a little bit of wee. Yeah. There's so many choices.
So much having you.
There's so many choices.
Yeah. You two are freaks, man. I'm going
no, we're not. We're not.
Can it be flavoured water? Is it just plain?
Whatever you want.
No, it's plain. It's just got to be water.
No, my
water.
Plain.
Yeah, fine. Plain water, fine. As long as it's not smart water.
Yeah, that is.
Sorry. Never sponsor us. Maybe actually sponsor us.
Yeah.
If you want. Tell me, convince me I'm wrong. Sponsor us.
It's that way that with the worst.
Yeah, it is the worst.
No, Volvic's the worst.
I think smart water is worse than that.
No, Volvic is the worst water you can possibly have.
No, it's not.
That chemically taste. that gets.
I don't taste the difference, to be honest, between any water.
Do you not?
Water's water to me.
No. Smart water's terrible.
Nah, man, because if you get your lips around some Highland Spring.
I love a Voss.
Again, bottles do. No, I don't like Voss either, man. It's the Nestle one's the best one. Nestle or Buxton.
Yes, the one. Whatever, okay, if you have a bottle of water and the second you twist the lid, if the water comes out.
Yeah, because it's a soft bottle.
The water slaps.
100%.
Whereas at the glass bottle with Voss, there's something elite about it.
Yeah, I feel like it's just an excuse anyway, for a hotel to charge you more.
Let's turn that machine up one more time.
Just
in honour.
Whoa. Stop.
Because it's the MBE.
Right, stop now. No, he stopped.
No, guys.
No, it's coming off.
I'm done.
All right. No, I ain't doing that again.
Do you know what? Well done. Well done to you, sir.
What did that go to? That felt like it was splitting.
I think it was on 40.
That felt like someone was inside going, ripping me from the inside. So, no.
It's time for this episode's massive big end.
Yay.
Oh, Joel, well done, bro. Well done. Can I just say, I think in the comments, it goes round in cycles. A lot of people have been saying that Pell has had it easy.
He has had it easy. He's been massaged. He's had
a watermelon.
Eaten watermelon, been torturing me. I'm sick of it. I swear, if this lands on me again, I'll quit.
No, do you want me to manifest Pell?
Manifest yourself. No, go on, let's see if it works.
Joel,
manifest yourself.
No, Joel,
manifest yourself.
No, give me good energy, I'll manifest you.
Ooh. No, F you. I'm manifesting.
F you.
I'm manifesting.
F you.
All right, Puss in Bruce. I'm manifesting Ashley Banjo right now.
Okay. This is going to backfire.
I'm manifesting Ashley Banjo.
Watch this karma.
Yeah, let's see.
Don't move it. Don't
watch this
it.
Karma. It's going to be amazing.
It's me, shit. Oh,
well, I told you, my manifestation's too strong.
Yes! Yes!
I didn't do any manifesting.
Oh,
honestly,
baby girl.
Manifestation is real, Brolos. Right.
Let me get the... Oh, I actually hate this. Do you know what I thought? I thought if I put zero energy out there,
yeah,
it will avoid me.
Yeah.
Nah, mate.
That's what happens.
Like, got to manifest, mate.
Come on,
ready?
You and your fermented strawberries, good luck.
Here we go. Oh, there's not many left in here.
I need some more.
Come on, let's go. Option 1.
Option 1.
Option 1 is, oh my God. This is from Emily. She says, read out your last 3 notes on your phone.
Oh, that's going to be, it's going to be scripts for ads. That glass is direct. We can get 2 from 1. That's what it's going to be. Right. It's going to be that.
Or.
That's not scripted. It's actually comes from the heart.
Sorry, of course, yeah.
Or. Stacey says, get your feet tickled with a feather duster for 2 minutes.
Well, I don't want to do that for 2 minutes.
So. I would like to be tickled. Oh, feather duster!
Oh. How has this turned into someone else's?
Have we got one? Yeah! Let's get tickled, baby! Oh, can we find 2, please? Yeah. I'd like one from each side.
This is gross.
This has really worked out.
Let's come on and get the trotters out.
I'm going to go for a left foot, I think. Look how sweaty my foot is.
Raw, bro. Why is your foot so wet?
I think I've been in them all day.
Why is your foot
don't
so wet?
I get dressed
wet
at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
Okay.
Right, can no one look? Because I feel like I might have cotton in my toes. You know what I mean? From the socks. Right, we're good. We're good. I'm in the clear.
Okay.
Go then.
Right, hang on. I need to set the timer.
Oh, I'll hold the timer.
We'll have to do this.
Right. Yeah. Perfect.
Right, here we go. Now, timer in.
I know I've got.
Right, it begins. How's this feel?
No, he's got off lightly, man. Yeah.
Put your foot down.
It was a tickle.
Yeah,
it was a tickle.
Sorry, I was just prepping it. Sorry, go on. Tickle.
Jordan.
Tickle, calm down.
If you hit me, I swear to God. Jordan, No. It's a tickle.
It's a tickle. If you don't keep moving, I can't get it.
It's a tickle.
He's trying.
You hit me one more time.
He's trying to deal. Deal.
No, deal, not a deal.
Deal, baby girl.
No, not my Joel. That really hurts my toes, man. Baby. No. Hey, okay.
Chill.
Joel, yeah, you hit chill. Me. I swear to God.
Swear what? What are you going to do? Your crusty foot. Right, that was actually shoe. So
yeah,
chill.
I didn't get you.
There you go.
Jordan. Jordan. That hurts my knuckles. No, that ain't the NBA.
Halfway through.
This
will be continuing for the full 2 minutes, but while this continues,
yeah.
Thanks for listening.
That was-
on a tickle.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Peace.
Oh, you twat. You fucking idiot, George.
Get your foot up. Get your foot up.
No, it's done.
Yeah,
oh!
Lovely, sorry.
George.
Yeah, just make it entertaining, man.
It was entertaining.
Right.
Brilliant.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.